This is a great day. It's a great day for Emmitsburg. And Emmitsburg has been known, as the governor knows full well, as a great community with great progress. But today it changes. Today it becomes the capital of the advanced biofuel world. Today it welcomes the rest of the world to a new energy future. Now, I know that there are some skeptics out there who may be asking the question, is cellulosic ethanol for real? Can it be commercially produced? Well, I say come to Emmitsburg and see this extraordinary facility that's going to produce 25 million gallons. Learn about the fact that it's now part of a 14 billion gallon industry that is helping to drive down U.S. imports of foreign oil to record lows. There may be some who say, is it sustainable? Does it protect the environment? Does it help us as we deal with weather variability? I say to all those who are so skeptical, come to Emmitsburg. See for yourself a facility that is so efficient that it doesn't need outside power sources. It can produce its own power from the production process. Industry that is helping to clean the air in this country. The ethanol industry and biofuel industry reducing car emissions by 9%, literally taking the impact of millions of cars off the road and cleaning our air. There may be some who say, will it help the rural economy? Will it make a difference? Well, again, I say, come to Emmitsburg. Talk to the several hundred construction workers who built this magnificent facility about the employment opportunities it created. Talk about to the people who will work here, spend their lives and dedicate their careers here. One study shows that over the next 20 years, that many as 13,000 people will be impacted and affected by the employment opportunities in this facility. It will add to the 875,000 people in the country today who are employed in the biofuel industry. And some may wonder whether or not the government supports this. Well, I'm here to tell you that the Department of Energy has been a partner in this effort. The United States Department of Agriculture has been a partner in this effort. The state of Iowa has invested aggressively in this effort. So yes, we are partners. We have come to Emmitsburg. We have seen the future. And finally, some may say, why all the fuss? What's the big deal? It's great that we're reducing our reliance on foreign oil. It's great that there are thousands of jobs that may be impacted. It's wonderful that producers will have more stable income. But for me, what's most important about this is it says to the young people of Emmitsburg, of small town Iowa, and small town USA, that there is nothing more innovative, more creative, and the future than in small town America. There's nothing preventing you from realizing your hope and your dream and experiencing the essence of the American dream in this great country. So my hat is off to the partnership of DSM and POET for allowing us today to see the future, for allowing us to welcome a great dignitary, His Majesty, from the Netherlands, and for us to be able to say to the rest of the world that if you had any doubts about this industry, about the cellulosic future of this industry, all you need to do is come to Emmitsburg.